Stop manual audits. Healthcare compliance in 2026. The 2026 CMS audit overhaul changed everything. If your healthcare organization is still running compliance off spreadsheets and quarterly checklists, you're already behind, and the financial exposure is very real. This isn't about being alarmist. It's about recognizing that the regulatory framework fundamentally shifted from a point-based scoring system to a zero-tolerance classification model. Every non-compliance finding now moves directly into remediation territory. There's no buffer, no wiggle room, no, we'll get to it next quarter. The organizations that survived this transition are the ones that stopped treating compliance as a periodic event and started treating it as a continuous, autonomous process. CMS eliminated audit scoring entirely. Instead, they introduced three classifications that healthcare executives need to understand cold. First, there's observation, non-compliance that doesn't require corrective action yet. Second, CAR, or corrective action required, non-compliance that triggers mandatory remediation with CMS oversight. And third, the nuclear option, IDS, or invalid data submission, documentation or data universe failures that invalidate your entire submission. The stakes escalated immediately. Without the old point system cushioning minor infractions, a single documentation gap can cascade into an IDS finding that puts your Medicare contracts at risk. But here's the deeper issue. CMS isn't just auditing policies anymore. They're auditing compliance program effectiveness. The how of your operations. They want to see that your compliance activities are tagged with metadata capturing who did what, when, and why for every audit-relevant action. Let's be blunt. If a compliance officer is manually checking boxes once a quarter, your organization is flying blind 90% of the year. The old model was a scramble. Quarterly audit prep, staff pulling reports from five different systems, PDFs stacked in folders with vague names, and a whole lot of hope that nothing slipped through the cracks. The new reality is much more demanding. It requires clinical coherence reviews that examine the entire patient care story in relation to billing patterns. It requires real-time scrutiny of whether chronic diagnoses align with actual care management and medication adjustments. And it demands heightened telehealth oversight and continuous data integrity validation across claims, appeals, and provider records. You simply can't manually keep pace with continuous monitoring. The human brain isn't wired to tag, trace, and cross-reference thousands of compliance touchpoints across multiple systems in real time. Autonomous evidence collection isn't about replacing your compliance team. It's about giving them a system that works 24/7 without babysitting. Think of it as surveillance infrastructure for compliance. Instead of your team hunting for evidence after CMS sends an audit notice, the system is already capturing, tagging, and organizing evidence as clinical and administrative activities happen. It works through four key pillars. One, automated data tagging. Every billing submission and patient interaction is tagged with metadata the moment it's created. Two, cross-system evidence linking. If a claim is submitted, the system automatically verifies that supporting documentation exists in the EHR and billing platforms. Three, continuous compliance monitoring. The system runs real-time validation against HIPAA and CMS guidelines, catching drift before it becomes a CAR finding. And four, audit trail transparency. When CMS asks for proof, your system shows a time-stamped, traceable chain of evidence from intake to follow-up. CMS's focus on effectiveness means they're looking for operational proof, not policy statements. They don't want to see a policy that says you verify credentials every 2 years. They want the metadata showing who did it, when, what was checked, and how discrepancies were resolved. Take telehealth as an example. In 2026, the regulatory reckoning for telehealth is here. A manual approach means a compliance officer reviewing contracts quarterly and hoping the IT security audit caught everything. An autonomous approach means vendor agreements are automatically flagged 90 days before expiration, security controls are continuously validated, and every telehealth encounter is cross-checked in real time. The invalid data submission, or IDS risk, is the one nobody's talking about. It happens when data across your claims and provider records don't match. Manual systems are vulnerable to this because they rely on humans to catch discrepancies. Autonomous systems eliminate this by validating data integrity continuously. To implement this, start by identifying your high-risk touchpoints, centralize your evidence repositories, embed compliance into your daily workflows so it isn't bolted on later. Implement dashboards for real-time visibility. And finally, run internal mock audits against the 2026 frameworks. Healthcare compliance in 2026 is no longer a quarterly event. It's a continuous operational discipline. Organizations clinging to manual checklists are accepting catastrophic financial risk in exchange for familiar processes. The math just doesn't work anymore. Autonomous evidence collection is the baseline for surviving CMS audits in this new zero-tolerance environment. The organizations that implement these systems now will spend 2026 focused on growth and patient care. The ones that wait will spend it in remediation. If you're a healthcare executive looking to build systems that protect your organization 24/7 without constant human oversight, Baffman specializes in autonomous AI solutions designed specifically for high-stakes regulatory environments. Visit us at baffman.com to learn how we can secure your continuous audit trail. The question isn't whether to implement autonomous evidence collection. It's whether you do it before or after your next CMS audit.